بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد My beloved brothers, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who by His infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah Pak keep us with Iman. May Allah Pak take us away from this world in the state of perfect Iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah Pak resurrect us with perfect Iman. All praise and thanks also due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made us in the ummah of His most beloved Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved brothers, Allah is great. Allah is greater than great. Wallah, Allah alone is great. Allah is the doer besides whom nobody else does. Allah is the giver besides whom nobody else gives. Allah is the maker besides whom nobody else makes. Allah is the creator besides whom nobody else creates. Life, death, health, wealth, sickness, whatever there is, wallah alone it's from Allah. This whole world is just but a circus. Who's rich and poor is of no consequence. Who's got doesn't mean it's his. One of our elders said very beautifully, Allahu Akbar, we nothing else but exactly like rented donkeys who are just carrying a load which we don't know whose is it. What we ate is ours. What we wore is ours. What we send the hand to the bank of Allah, that is ours. Whatever is left on this earth is only a trust. A trust in this world, answerability on the day of Qiyamah. We are here for some other purpose. The purpose of our life, the purpose of every Nabi coming to this world, was only one, to recognize Allah. Nothing but Allah. That great Allah. Allahu Akbar, when we say Rabb, who is Rabb? Ulama Ikram say, what's the meaning of Rabb? They have many interpretations. One great Ali, Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, who is Rabb? He said, wo ek paak zaat hai. Jisne har cheez ki zarurat paida kiya. Har cheez aur har ek ko paida kiya. Aur akele wo zaat hai. Jo har cheez ki zarurat pura karte hai. That pure being, who created everything. That pure being, who knows the need of everything. And that pure being, who alone by his qudrat, fulfills the need of everything. Not only men, not only jinn, not only other creations. Allah even says, Rabbus samawati wal ard. Allah is the Rabb of the sky and the earth. Does the sky eat? Allah knows its need. Allah fulfills its need. The sky, the earth, every creation. Alone Allah, the one Allah. The one Allah, by Allah, nobody's wealth, nobody's health, nobody's intelligence, nobody's degree, everything is no. Like the poet says, Jo la kaha, wo la hua, usi la mein bhi la hua, juz la hua, kul la hua, fir kya hua, Allah hua. Nobody but Allah, only that one Allah. My dear brothers, for that great Allah to come into the heart of every human being, Allah sent a system of Anbiya alayhimus salam that came to this world. Allahu Akbar, look at this beautiful time in which we are. My beloved brothers, the day of Arafat. This entire period of Hajj. Just for this one Allah. For nothing else. My beloved brothers, look at that great Nabi Ibrahim alayhis salam. Ibrahim Khalilullah. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. The father of this ummah. When we read Durood Ibrahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Look at the honor, the position Allah has given this great Nabi. Imagine, my beloved brothers, we make this muzakira. This is not a bayan. This is a little repetition of a lesson that everyone is acquainted with and knows so well. Imagine, look at the system. First Ibrahim alayhi salam is taken to be flung in the fire. The malaika, with the permission of Allah, come and say, we can make the fire so that it, we can make it rain so that the fire is burnt out. And we can make the wind so that the fire is blown somewhere else. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, all he says, Allahu Akbar. One alim said so beautifully, at that time, the malaika were also worried about the physical condition of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What's going to happen to him? He was worried what's going to happen to his heart. All he said, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. My Allah is sufficient for me. Allahu Akbar. Imagine as he was thrown, flung into that fire. He hoped on nobody, depended on nobody, cut connections with everybody, fell into that fire. And what Ibrahim alayhi salam says, it was the best period. Look at Allah's command. O fire, become a place of peace for my Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, it was the best 40 days of my entire life. Who's that? And after that, my beloved brothers, look at that. He takes his wife and little child, two wives. This one is Hajra radiallahu anha. From that one beautiful son by the name of Ismail, he takes that little, that wife and that child. To which place? Where not a single blade of grass grows. Where there was no human being in sight. Imagine Allah Ta'ala says, deposit them there. No provision whatsoever. And not for 4 months and 40 days like the Tablighi is. For how long? Unknown. It's so easy for me to say it, for you to hear it. But Ibrahim alayhi salam did it for Allah, on the command of Allah. There that wife and child is left. As he's on his transport, means of transport, as if she runs behind him, where are you leaving us? Where are you going? Say, wallahi, he didn't answer verbally. When she said, is that the command of Allah? All that he did is indicated with his head, that's the command of Allah. It was as if a peace came onto her heart, then Allah will not let us to waste. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers, as he leaves, can you imagine the provisions are gone? All that they can see in front of them is death. And this lady's little child starts crying. And Hajar radiallahu anha runs from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa, Safa to Marwa, 7 times. For what? For no hope from anyone, anywhere, horizontally, nowhere in sight, any sign of assistance whatsoever. And the 7th time after finishing the 7th time, imagine by the Qudrat of Allah, that water gushes out. Ulama say it would have engulfed the entire world. And what she says, zam-zam, zam-zam, which means what? Stop, 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 stop. Water sufficient for thirst, sufficient for hunger. Ma huwa zamzam, lima shuriba lahu. Who drinks zamzam water? What, whatever intention and makes dua, with the yakin in that heart, it is impossible that Allah will deny that dua. Depends on the yakin in our heart. On who? The sacrifice of one woman. Allah loves that act so much that till the day of Qiyamah, Sarkari Dualam, the greatest of all, for whom this world was created, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whoever other Nabi, every Sahabi, every Tabi'in, every Tabi' Tabi'in, every Waliullah, every single Ummati who will go to that place to make Hajj, Allah has made it in the commemorandum of that lady's Qurbani, that that Ummati of Ibrahim alayhi salam will have to follow her and imitate her till the day of Qiyamah. On Qurbani, look what Allah gives. That period is over. He disappears. There was no telephones and cell phones. You know, once I remember, Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi came to Mayfair Masjid when the masjid was open. Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi went to him. He told him, Maulana, just phone your wife to tell her where you are. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi said, Ghulam Muhammad Padia, wo tabliq mere samajh mein nahi aate ki meri biwi jante hai main kaha hu. Tabligh is not a joke. Sorry, it's a Jummah Bayan. I'm not advocating or marketing tabligh. I'm just showing you. Where is Ambiya alayhi salam? Imagine after 10 years or whatever time, in between he comes once, when Ibrahim alayhi salam comes after that period. Can you imagine an elderly father, a young beautiful child, what the love between father and child must be? And then Allah Ta'ala in a dream reveals, now my Ibrahim, you got to slaughter Ismail. Don't kill him. Don't get him killed. Slaughter him. Wallah, my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar. What can
How can we thank Allah Ta'ala
for making us follow such a Mubarak deen, my beloved brothers?
Even if we put our heads in sajda till the day of Qiyamah, can we ever thank Allah for that that Allah gave us? That father Ibrahim alayhi salam goes to that little boy Ismail as if patting him on the back and say, my son, Allah has now commanded that I slaughter you. He says, how Allama Iqbal puts it so beautifully. He says, can the world show an example of a father like Ibrahim, who got a son like Ismail, who was brought up in the absence of a father like Ibrahim, that when the father tells him, my son Ismail, now I got to slaughter you, how the Quran says, at that time when he tels his son Ismail, Ismail alayhi salam responds to say, my father, don't worry, if that is the command of Allah, you'll find me amongst the patient ones on the day of Qiyamah. Where that comes from? That comes from Iman inside. My beloved brothers, look at the means. Allahu Akbar. And the mother on the one side, father and mother, where they stone shaitan. Every Hajj is going to do the same on the qurbani of that father and mother. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, all Ismail alayhi salam says, father, cover my eyes so my eyes don't match with yours and you desist from your object. And when he takes that knife and puts it on the neck, Allah asks for sacrifice. Allah will never take it. Allah takes sacrifice to elevate, to higher the status. Allah doesn't degrade. Can you imagine what a scene? Besides men and jinn probably, Allah alone knows every type of creation of His. Watching probably one of the greatest events in the history of the universe. A father taking on the love of Allah, taking that knife and putting on his son's neck. Jibreel Amin comes immediately and he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahil hamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahil hamd. On the qurbani of who? The happiness that ulama say, Allah was so pleased. Had he requested for the kingdom of the seven heavens and seven earths, Allah would have granted him. But our father Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, give from this progeny, from Ismail alayhi salam, there's only one Nabi, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, give from this progeny such an ummah that can sacrifice to the extent that ulama say, if this ummah does not give it optionally, voluntarily, Allah will take it from us forcefully. Our Jamaat was in Ethiopia now in Ramadan. Brothers, Syria is a lush country, a rich country. Ethiopia is a poor African country. Can you imagine there wasn't a masjid in which we didn't see people from Syria coming to beg? What's permanent on this earth? My dear brothers, anyway, Allahu Akbar, that time goes by. Allah is so happy. Then Allah commands father, mother, son, not of any construction company, but the tree of sacrifice. You build my house. Makam Ibrahim is loose as a natural lift, an escalator, putting stone by stone. When mother, father, son of sacrifice build that house, now Allah says, call. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, I can call. Who'll make it rich? Allah says, your work is to call. My work is to make it rich. Who said labbaik once, went once? Who said twice, went twice? I'm sure amongst here there are so many who went so many times. Alhamdulillah, I know of a person who did 55 hajj. How many Allah? Who said labbaik in alam arwa? On the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala will take him to that house so many times. Not on sawb or money or this, only by the qudrat of Allah. Allah, imagine that call that Ibrahim alayhi salam made and was reached. And after it, anyway, time passes, and it's Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks from Mina. My beloved brothers, Kuffar in Makkah also had such habits that today is not found. They say they used to decorate from Makkah to Mina to Arafat with food for the guests who are coming for Hajj. Kuffar in Makkah used to do it. In fact, every Nabi came to complete his effort, which is called Taqweem-i Amal at Baytullah. Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his was also Hajj. In the period of Makkah Mukarramah, all he did was invite. They say, Allahu Akbar, on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going.
Oh my people, say this kalima. Oh my people, say la ilaha illallah. Oh my people, say la ilaha illallah. Can you imagine that inside of a person who wanted men to be connected to Allah? So that no false worship, deity remains. And a man dies that Allah is happy with him. We've learned to love. We worried how to love. We're educating our children how to love. Have we ever worried how to die? Has the worry of death entered our heart? Allahu Akbar, more 10 to 10. And on one time, Allahu Akbar, they beat the camel of the horse. The camel falls. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falls. Bruised and battered. Zainab radiallahu anha. Historians say, such a beautiful girl. Takes a piece of cloth and puts it on all those places Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got hurt. Just for this kalima to become alive. Period of Makkah Mukarramah passes. Madina Munawwara. The people of Medina met him in Makkah Mukarramah. They took him to Madina Munawwara. The last Hajj, Hajjatul Wida. Ulama Ikram say, Wallah, 5 days. The 5 days of Hajj. Nabi alayhi salam in that final Hajj never ever slept horizontally. There was only one pain. May ya'awini, may yansuruni. Who's there to help me? Who's there to assist me? For what? For this message to get to mankind. Allah fill the qabr of Bhai Padi rahmatullahi alayhi with noor. He used to say, amongst the longest dua was Badr, and some ulama say Hajjatul Wida. But Hajjatul Wida, his hands in the air, sometimes on camel back, sometimes down. Wallah, he knew Ali radiallahu anhu is to become shaheed. He told him, who's the person who will make him shaheed? He knew Usman radiallahu anhu was going to become shaheed. He told him, on that day you'll have breakfast with me. He knew the plight of his daughters. He knew the plight of his grandchildren. Wallah, that great Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may our parents be sacrificed for him, never made dua for any of them. He only made dua for his ummat. He only made dua for his ummat. More than anything, the ummat's akhirat. What a pain must have been in that chest. What a cry must have been. And what a merciful Nabi it must have been, who on that day makes dua, Ya Allah, you forgive the oppressor of this ummat. You grant the dues to the oppressed. Is ummat ka zalim ko tu maaf kar de, aur mazloom ko tu badla de de. My dear mother, brothers, Allahu Akbar, ulama say on that period of Arafat, that dua was not accepted. The entire night at Muzdalifah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for that dua to be accepted. Like how you say in Urdu, Janabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Allah se manwaya. Janabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Allah to accept that dua also. And somewhere in that Hajj, when he gave that final khutbah, and he asked Sahaba, did I pass this message on? And Sahaba said, you didn't pass it on. You fulfilled the rites of this message. And then Nabi alayhi salam took his Mubarak finger and pointed it to the sky. He said, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad. Wallah, you bear witness that I've taken this message. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed those Sahaba and he said to them, after giving the rights of wives and slaves and all the entire khutbah, then he said, those of you who are present here, go and give the message to those who are not, in such a manner that those who are not know this message better than those who are present. Out of 120 or 24,000 Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain, their qabars bear testimony to the fact that less than 10% of Sahaba buried in Hijaz-e-Muqaddas. How many women must have been made widows? How many children were made orphans? For this deen to reach us. My respected brothers, today this ummat has taken the responsibility of taking this message to mankind out of our hearts as if it does not exist. A person dying without iman, what's the plight? We're preparing to live. Khuda ki qasam, hum to marne ke liye aaye, jeene ke liye nahi aaye. Kam kismati se jo mehnat hum kar raha hai, wo jeene ka hai. Aur jo mehnat humne chhod diya, wo marne ka hai.
Allahu Akbar, we've not come to love, we've come to die. Less fortunately, the effort that which we involve in is the effort to love. Wallah, ask ourselves. I'm not talking about you, I talk about myself. A young couple, the husband passed away, leaving a few children. Just ask our hearts, what who do our sympathies lie? What the man who's going, or the little lady, what a few children? The same Zainab radiallahu anha. She makes hijrat from Makkah to Medina. At that time, there's a wound which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, a cousin, Habbar bin Aswad, inflicts on her. Eventually, after a few years, it's her death. She passed away. Nabi alayhi salam is at the janazah. They say Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ghamgeen tha. He was grieved. He didn't speak one word. When the whole janazah was done, and he took the Mubarak body of his daughter and put in the cover, he came out with a smile. Sahaba say, we saw you grief, now you're smiling. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamdulillah, my daughter was welcomed into the cover by the malaika. Are we worried how to love or how to die? Umar bin Abdullah rahmatullahi enters his home. My beloved brothers, what's our life besides a beautiful car and a beautiful house and taping competition on this? My shoe is 10,000 rand. My disc clothes are 200,000 rand. My tie is 3,000 rand. And I value what's my value. When there are people in our surroundings who don't have food, is that an ummati? Think, my beloved brothers, where are we going? Umar bin Abdullah Azir Rahmatullahi, the Amir of a dynasty, when you say a dynasty, starting from Saudi Arabia, right past Pakistan, into parts of Russia, into parts of China. Umar bin Abdullah Azir Rahmatullahi, look at this. Allahu Akbar. One day he walks into his house. He finds all the ladies got a dupatta on their face. He's wondering what's happening. The person in their service, the Khadima, she says, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, today in this house, all these people had to eat is bread and raw onions. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi is about to leave the world. He tells his confidant, all my predecessors, Marwan, Sulaiman, when they were put in the graves, they were great oppressors. When they were put in the grave, their faces turned black and were turned away from Qibla. When I die, please, I want you to see if my face is also turned away from Qibla. They say his body was put down before it was put in the cover. A sudden wind blew. A piece of paper settled on his chest. This piece of paper was opened. In it was written, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, saved from the fire of Jahannam. Directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His body was put in. They say, wallah, it was like a piece of the moon that fell in that cover. His confidant went in the cover. He came out smiling and said, wallah, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi's face, wallah, has not been turned away from Qibla. And it's full of noor. My brothers, we are also here to die. Let's make up our hearts. One is, my beloved brothers, wallah, that from today, we are the slaves of Allah. Depend on nobody. Remember, Nabi alayhi salam said, don't be too close to your friend, he might become your enemy. Don't be too far from your enemy, he might become your friend, to the effect. Brothers, Allahu Akbar, our wives are not ours. Our children are not ours. Alone Allah is ours. And khuda ki qasam, Haji sahab rahmatullahi used to say, by Padia, don't even trust ourselves. Trust only in Allah. It's the last few days of our life, if it is true. Let's go in a manner that Allah is happy, my brother. We are not you to tell you, you're not right. We don't know our own condition, my brother. Make dua Allah Ta'ala takes pity on us, mercy on us. From today, let's make one intention, this Mubarak Majma, that inshallah, to the last day of our life, inshallah, if Allah gives us the strength and ability, we are going to make our five namazas with jamaat. Let's make that intention. Every day we're going to touch the word of Allah. It's not that paper. Allah, like Allah is superior to the entire creation. His word is superior to every other word. Allahu Akbar, we're going to touch the Quran. We're going to read the Quran. We're going to make the tasbih of Allah. We're going to do everything the way Allah likes.
We're going to keep our death and akhirat in front. Brothers, what can be more mubarak? That it at that time, our ruh lives in a matter lies, please. What can be more desirable than that, my beloved brothers? May Allah grant me and you and all of us overlook our weakness. There's nothing in us that we can present to Allah. We can only depend on His mercy. We ask Allah to give us His special mercy and at least live this last life of us in a manner Allah is pleased and make us meet Him when He's the most pleased with us and we are pleased with Him. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Brothers, don't stand up for sunnah. Inshallah, there'll be a nikah now and after that, inshallah. Allah reward the brothers.